Penguin Random House Audio presents X by Sue Grafton. Read for you by Judy Kay. In the Beginning. Teddy Xenakis would have to steal the painting. What other choice did she have? She believed it was a Turner, a possibility she couldn't confirm unless she shipped it to the Tate in London, where the Turner scholars, Evelyn Joel and Martin Butlin in particular, could make a judgment about its authenticity. Unfortunately, the painting was currently in the basement of the house that was now solely in Ari's name, where it had sat for years, unrecognized and unappreciated. She might have blamed herself for the oversight, but why on earth would anyone expect to find a priceless painting in such homely company? She and Ari had bought the house when they moved from Chicago to Santa Teresa, California. The estate had been owned by the Carpenters, who passed it down from generation to generation until the last surviving family member died in 1981, having neglected to write a will. The estate attorney had locked the doors and put the house up for sale. Teddy and Ari had bought it fully equipped and fully furnished, right down to the rolls of toilet paper in the linen closet and three sets of sterling flatware in the silver vault. The antiques, including several exquisite Persian carpets, were appraised as part of the purchase price, but in the process, a small group of paintings had been overlooked. The attorney had paid the taxes owed, handing the IRS and the state of California the hefty sums to which they were entitled. Teddy and Ari had made use of a number of the antiques in furnishing the mansion's first and second floors. The rest they'd moved into the complex of storage rooms below.